When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am joined by Paul Purdy. Paul Purdy found out about me years ago. You lived in Albany, New York, right?
That's right. Back about 2009, probably 2008, possibly. I can't remember when you first started airing on the syndicated show, but been a fan of yours ever since.
Well, lo and behold, Paul's continued through his life, met the love of his life, started a family, lives out west. And then he has an 8-year-old son named Paxton. And at about 7 years old, Paxton was diagnosed with a mutation on the CLCN6. Am I saying that right? Do I say CLCN6 gene?
Yeah, that's what I say.
Okay. So you sprung into action, and your wife and your family and your friends. I know exactly how this is. Rare diseases, as you said in your email, they're like orphan diseases, and it's up to bake sales and lemonade stands and stuff like that to raise money for research and things like that. I don't know if you remember the years that I would talk about the AT Children's Project, Ataxia telangiectasia.
Yes, I do.
Similar setup, you know, orphan disease, not a lot of funding, but if anything ever is found out that could improve the way of life for those patients, it would spread to other types of treatments for other types of illnesses and things like that. And I think you're in that same boat from a genetic standpoint, correct?
Yes, we are. So the CLCN6 gene, CL stands for chloride, CN for channel. We have like 7 of them in the human body. And everything I'm telling you, I just received a crash course in from January of last year, right when we got the diagnosis. So once I start talking about this stuff too, it's really hard for me to stop. So I am going to do my best to kind of answer the questions as you're shooting them at me and not veering too much off track.
Well,
so just I get a little passionate.
I think it's important that the main thing we have here, first of all, as we record this on the 17th of February, which is a Monday, we've got till Monday at 11:59 p.m. Eastern time to get folks to vote for your charity, which could potentially lead to $30,000 in funding for research from the good folks at Project for Awesome. All right.
That's
an organization that raises money for things just like this. And then you go and you vote, and then recipients of this grant gets a percentage or a big sackload of cash for their charity, and yours is a 501c3 charity trying to raise money to get research to help medical experts do testing and help establish some treatment for your son and others who may experience this.
Yeah, there's so much I want to do with our organization, Cure CLCN6, but the primary project we are working on right now is working with University of Massachusetts Chan Medical School to develop a first ever gene therapy to treat this mutation type. And that is going to cost $1.5 million. And as you open up in the intro, rare diseases, the patient population is so small, so it doesn't get invested into by pharmaceutical companies or by governments. So it's parents like us coming from like middle-class families. Like you said, you got to do bake sales and lemonade stands to raise this money to give your child a shot at having a life.
Right.
And it's something like you can't do it alone. I mean, if you're a millionaire, I guess you could, but most people can't do it alone. So yes, we were accepted into Project for Awesome, their competition, and it's done entirely by vote. The votes have to come from unique addresses, IP addresses, or else you could just go in there and spam it while the voting is open. And then it's a competition about who can spam the most, not who can raise most awareness. And I think that deadline is actually coming much quicker. I think the deadline is February 19th at like 11:59 a.m.
What did I say?
Next Monday.
Oh, Okay. I totally misspoke then. Yes. So, yeah, what you said then, that would be Wednesday the 19th at 11:59, just like you said. My apologies.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, so with the money that they would then grant you, you're then adding that up into your pile. And at some point, is it as literal as like a channeling? Let's say you raise the money. They start the clinical trial once that is paid for. Is that how this works?
Yeah, kind of. The process is already underway. We, as an organization, we got a grant for the mouse model through the National Institute of Health. That's being done at the Jackson Laboratory. And we've sent over the first payment already of like $40,000 because we've raised just under $70,000, but that's just kind of like word of mouth, like family, friends, people in the community donating to us. We sent over a $40,000 payment to UMass in January. So they've begun designing the vector, which is what is used to deliver the medicine to the cells, to deliver the gene therapy. We do have to come up with the rest of the money by next June. Okay. And yeah, if we don't have the money, then like everything gets put on hold. Like it's paused. They can't start that clinical trial until they get the funding to pay for it.
Can you explain like what gene therapy is and how that could help your son?
Yeah, I'll do my best because I am not a scientist. I'm just a man that loves his son more than anything in the world. So my understanding, I didn't even know that gene therapy was like a thing until my son's diagnosis. When my younger brother, I had called him and he took some like undergrad classes on like, you know, genetics and stuff. It was an interest of his. And he actually works for Regeneron. And he said, it sounds like you would need a gene therapy. And I'm like, that's a thing? Because the genetics counselor told us it's neurodegenerative. There's no treatment, no cure. We'll follow up with you in 2 years. But after my conversation with my brother, I was like, gene therapy is possible. So I just relentlessly looked for places that would be willing to work with us to try to develop a treatment for my son, because we know that the technology and the ability to create a treatment exists. So a gene therapy is where a functioning copy of the CLCN6 gene can be delivered to my son. My son's mutation, he has what they call both a gain of function and a loss of function. Gain of function means his body is producing a toxic protein. This gene therapy is going to silence the toxic protein, and it's going to give him a functioning copy of the gene.
Wow. And to think that on such a microscopic level, something as simple as a genetic building block or whatever somehow manages to do its job. But people that are a lot smarter than you and I have hopefully mastered this. I mean, they have in other walks of life. Why not this?
Yeah, they know that it's possible to do these gene therapies. Even gene editing, although that's not something that's safe right now. But as we mentioned, there's like 7,000 different rare diseases, and each one has to be kind of created and vetted and, you know, developed, because when you talk about it, it sounds like our bodies are basically just made up of like almost like computer code, where they're going in and like they call it a typo, like one of the they give letters to the different proteins, the different DNA strands, and they said for my son that it's a what they call a single base mutation, means one of the letters got swapped. So he should have like protein, for example, he should have like protein type C where protein type A is on this gene. And just that one little mutation is causing all sorts of problems for him that is leading to like neurodegeneration.
So now I saw the KCAL news story, and I'll mm-hmm. include it in the show notes so that folks can get a better idea of what your home life is. But Paxton suffers seizures. Walking is a struggle for him, and a number of other things that are making things difficult. Now, does that get progressively worse for your son?
You know, it's the current trajectory is that without treatment, yeah, it will. Where we are right now, and you saw the video, he can't walk unassisted anymore. He used to be able to. He's always had a problem with speech. It always sounded garbled, but he's losing like words. What we don't know is how much of this regression is related to the seizures and the anti-seizure medication versus neurodegeneration. He did receive a high-resolution MRI at UCLA Medical Center in January of 2024, and they said it was unremarkable, which is good because it means there was nothing abnormal, you know, about it. So just over a year ago, there was no neurodegeneration. So that's why I hold on to that hope that most of the challenges he's having right now is related to the constant seizures, and then the medications used to try to mitigate, you know, those seizures.
Absolutely. So in the end, you know, if somebody sees this, contributes to your fund, because not only can they help this along by voting, but I also am including the link to cureclcn6.org in the show notes. And that is directly to you. That is what you have put in motion to try to help your son. And there are plenty of ways to help. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and share this. Bear with me. I'm doing like three things at once. But this is your website. This is Paxton.
Yes, and that is him.
And this is, if you go to cureclcn6.org, it'll take you to Project Awesome. Or if you want, click on the link in the show notes. It'll take you directly to Project Awesome. But a lot of the things that you're trying to do here on this website, a little bit more about you and your family, and on and on and on. You know, you see here our story, therapeutic approaches. It's all there. And you can even click and make a donation if that's something that you would like to do to help the cause. Because, frankly, we gotta get this fella up and running. You know, I love the aggressiveness that you have shown. I mean, considering where you've been in a short amount of time and what you've accomplished with this type of infrastructure set up is pretty damn hard, all with this looming. So I don't know if do you have a network of friends and family who've all been very, very helpful to help you get this up and running? How has this all taken place for you?
To get it all up and running has mostly just been myself, a little bit with my wife's support, but she's a psychologist and she has her own practice. So that's very demanding on her because she has to do everything. She doesn't have staff. It's just her. So it's mostly been me, but I will say I am fortunate in that we have family members. Like my wife's cousin, she just received her PhD in microbiology from University of California, San Diego. So she's able to help us kind of interpret a lot of the lingo that the scientists are using, because we don't understand what they're saying when they say a lot of these things. So she's been pretty instrumental in helping to guide us. But you know, most of it has just been me just taking swings, like calling out for help to anyone who is willing to lend a hand to help us.
Sure thing. Well, you know, I think that this should, I think that this exchange of conversation and ideas and all that, I think that this should continue. I mean, I'm blessed to be able to have time and wanting to help. So anything you need, just let me know. You know, I mean, I know what it's like having an orphan disease, and it seems to me like there are very few people that even have a family member with this. Isn't that right?
Yeah, this particular mutation, CLCN6, is very rare. So when we got the diagnosis, the genetics team told us there was very limited literature. There was only four children that were discovered, and a paper was written by authors at the Max Delbruck Center for Molecular Medicine in Berlin, Germany. Since that time, though, we've been contacted by a few other families. One lady's in Alabama. There's another gentleman in Mexico who's tell us their children received the same diagnosis. They have a mutation on the CLCN6 gene, and they were told the same thing we were. Not much is known about this mutation because it's only recently been discovered. There's no treatment. There's no cure. We have reason to believe that there are more affected children out there, but they haven't been discovered yet, because in order for it to be detected, you have to undergo whole exome sequencing. We didn't undergo that with my son until he started having seizures when he was 5 years old. And even after doing another panel of DNA testing for epilepsy, nothing came up. he's been resistant to the medicine. So the epileptologist said, let's do whole exome sequencing. And that's when they found it.
Wow.
So right now, not many other people are out there, but I have reason to believe that there are more children who are affected.
That's very similar to the ataxia telangiectasia story, which goes back when I first met the Veldings back 04, 05, 06. There had already been the group, the AT Children's Project, built, but it hadn't, it just hadn't been widely spread, and people were just then becoming aware. So I see a lot of similarities in what you are going through now and what they went through in starting their organization. And then when people started to get together, more things started to happen. So you're kind of like the tip of the spear, whether you like it or not. And so that's incredible to be able to pull that off and still be working towards, getting some type of research done to help your son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we do feel a little bit of, I guess, like a responsibility, because as we're contacted by these other families, the clinical trial has to happen first, and our son's going to be the patient in it. But once the drug is developed, like, these children would also be eligible, to receive it. That them paying for it is going to be, like, that's a different conversation. That's a whole different topic.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, and you could certainly relate to this, it is a night and day difference when you as a parent are told by your medical team your child has a neurodegenerative condition, there's no treatment, no cure, versus your child has a neurodegenerative condition. However, there is an organization that is working on developing a treatment, and they hope to have a clinical trial. It should be ready for them by 2027. That is a night and day difference, because the sorrow and the grief and the dread that you feel as a parent, it's actually, I think, what drove me to relentlessly keep looking for someone that could help us.
Well, you did a very good job. Your email was thoughtful, and I immediately was kind of drawn to it. And I just to have all of this happening to you and yet still pounding the pavement mm-hmm. is fantastic. And thank God for people like you, honestly.
No, thank you.
Well, Paul, let's do this then. Let's reconvene. Friends for life. We've settled that up. And then now we're asking the audience to go to your website in the show notes. I've got it all there. I've got all the information. They want to do some research on the Purdy family and your son and Project Awesome and all those things, and how just by clicking, they can help you in this voting process to be able to get a $30,000 grant from Project Awesome. Out of all the people that are involved with Project Awesome, is it 10 people, 10 organizations are getting a grant? How many?
Yeah, it's our first year participating in it. We learned about it through Global Genes on Facebook. There's about 200 groups, and right. they give it to like the top 30 vote getters.
Oh, do they? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. They do an amazing job. I've heard about them.
They do.
They're a fantastic organization, and I'm excited for you, man. In a weird way, I'm excited that you're in charge, because you're a shining light. Keep it up. Don't stop fighting. Keep working, and God bless you. I just can't say enough about you and your family. So.
Well, we really appreciate the kind words.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. Let's check back and see what's up after the fact, and then we'll just continue working together. How does that sound?
That sounds great, man. I would love to be able to collaborate with you on more in the future.
Okay, after I wrap this up, stay right there. I'm going to say, is there anything you want to finish up with? Am I forgetting anything? Because I don't want to rush you, because I got nothing but time. So whatever you think.
No, that's really good, for now. It's a lot of information to process for the audience. But yes, if they go to the website, curecln6.org, they'll be able to see our story and see how they can help us if they wish.
Okay. Paul, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Eric.